Hello everyone, I am sitting outside enjoying a nice summer night. As you can probably hear, the birds chirping in the background. I like being in this space now because I have a little bit more of a space to spread out as opposed to sitting on the porch. I like to sit like right near the street. Just listen to the sounds as they go by. I think it's about to rain, which is fun. Yes, it is now raining. I probably better move at this very instant. Lovely. But, anyway, we can talk while we walk. I see that I'm getting more followers, probably as a result of Laura's boo, which I very much appreciate her kind words and know her influential status, and now I'm going to run before I die of a lightning strike or something. That's the drawback of summer, I guess. It can be quite wet, especially it was last year, and maybe again this year. Blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, as I was saying, the work day was okay. I guess I may record something from work tomorrow because, of course, it'll be Friday and everyone will be glad and running out of there, bouncing off of the walls, and I want to see what kind of fun that sounds like. I'm very glad it's Friday, I tell you that, because this week, even though it was only 5 days, it feels like it's been 7 already. Although today wasn't so bad because we got, we did like a wellness fair type thing where people were doing, they were teaching us, I guess, how to eat better and live better, all that fun stuff. Of course, I just kind of sat there until somebody finally came over and see what was going on with me. And then I went and got to try out some different foods. She said that a serving of popcorn only has 115 calories or so, while an equivalent size bag of potato chip has 3,000 calories. And she was saying that you should be able to get full off of some popcorn instead of having to take some chips in your mouth. But for me, I would say that has never really applied because I'm not a big popcorn person because to me it doesn't look like it's full. And precisely because of what she said, where it's like the air bubbles that are contained therein, it just makes it like you're eating air, in my opinion. So give me some chips, give me some calories. This little body of mine probably needs calories anyway. But I should learn how to exercise more. So that may happen soon, hopefully. But then we went to another table where they had some trail mix. I guess some all-natural trail mix. And it was actually pretty good. I don't know what was in it. But it tasted like maybe a granola bar or something. And I guess it had some kind of nuts, too, that I didn't try those. And they gave us ice-cold bottles of water, which I sat there sipping on and went back to work. So, that was pretty much the crux of my day. Other than that, I haven't done a whole lot. I have met an interesting bus passenger that I have been talking to since last Tuesday. And the irony there, I guess, is that the reason I met her is because she was warning me that it was about to start raining. And she had been watching me, I guess, for some time and saw that I always like to walk. You know, I always walk a good way, and she was just wondering how far it was. And so ever since we had that conversation, she gets on about 2 stops before I get off, which means we get about 1.5 minutes to converse. So we've been kind of getting to know each other in fits and starts, which is probably a very interesting way to do it. It means that you have to kind of think of the essence of you and talk quickly. But she seems like a nice person. I'm enjoying the conversation. She's, I guess, somewhat older. And I think she works at like a school of nursing or something like that around here. So that's interesting to me to have those conversations. She says she's originally from California also. All right, now I don't know if it's actually still raining, but sometimes I think somebody likes to warn me before the big storms come so that I can get my behind into safety. I'm now sitting on the porch where it is drier, but it is still a sauna out here. I hope you are doing wonderfully, and again, I welcome my new followers. I wish I had some IOMO topics, but I know I can't think of 30 different ones, so I just post when I post. And especially when I travel next month. All right. Bye-bye.